Mexico is in crisis. The coronavirus cases and deaths are at an all-time high. The country now ranks third behind the U.S. and Brazil for total COVID fatalities, and it hasn't received a shipment of vaccines in weeks. We're joined now by NPR Mexico correspondent Carrie Kahn, who's in Mexico City. And Carrie, Mexico had an ambitious plan to vaccinate all of their frontline healthcare workers by the end of January. That didn't happen. So what went wrong?
It was too ambitious. You know, back in the fall, late last year, we saw these plans that the government was putting out that they had tons of signed contracts. They had connections with all major drug manufacturers around the world, from Germany, from the United States, in the UN program that will give them 20% of the vaccines that they need to vaccinate 20% of their population. And when the first arrival of those vaccines came, it was on national TV broadcast as the DHL plane landed on the tarmac at Mexico City and all these officials were out. It was like a red carpet treatment. And it was the first in Latin America. Mexico was one of the first to start vaccinating the day before Christmas. So there was a lot of hope. And they took all those Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines that came in the end of December, and they used that. They said that was going to be for frontline workers. A lot of them didn't save a lot for the second vaccine, and in the end, they just didn't get any more shipments. And Pfizer said it was because they were retooling a plant in Belgium. But we haven't had any, like you said, in weeks. And so a lot of frontline workers, only 10% of the over 700,000 have gotten both vaccines. And I talked to doctors that have only gotten one, and they have no idea when they're going to get the second. So it hasn't rolled out as planned.
So is there any idea then from the government or the pharmaceutical companies when that next vaccine shipment will be coming?
The Pfizer-BioNTech, they say, will come next week. You know, these dates that we keep getting keep moving further on. And it's not necessarily the fault of the Mexican government, because sometimes, as in the case of Pfizer, they, you know, it was out of their control. But what is happening is they make these promises and then they can't keep them, and that undermines confidence. The latest promise is that they wanted all the seniors to go on this national database, computerized database, to sign up for a vaccine that the president insists all seniors will get before the end of March. Well, what vaccine, when? And then the database has lots of problems and was crashing in the first days of its when it was online.
So it sounds like a kind of a frustrating experience for people who are trying to get the vaccine. So what are you seeing on the ground in Mexico City? What are you hearing from Mexicans about their feelings toward the government's COVID response?
Well, in terms of vaccines, I think it's a roller coaster. You know, when we saw the plane arrive with the vaccines and the first person that got the shot was on national television, I even felt that there was hope that maybe Mexico is doing something right. But now, as we've had the crash of the system and we've had, you know, these COVID numbers in January are just disastrous, and we don't know when we're going to get new vaccines. You just see people just in despair. And I talked to a lot of people, particularly those that are trying to take care of their relatives at home, because the hospitals are at capacity in Mexico City, which is the epicenter of the pandemic, and they're in these long lines to get oxygen tanks to take to their relatives that they're caring for at home. It's heartbreaking. They're dealing with price gouging, thefts, you know, not a lot of supply. It's a tough time in Mexico right now.
Yeah, that is heartbreaking. And of course, the implications for the United States are big too, because Mexico is such an important trade partner and a neighbor. So the struggles down there certainly affect us up here as well. Carrie Kahn in Mexico City, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.